is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's state news agency says the government says it is ready to resume United Nations-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August. The announcement follows talks in Damascus between Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad and UN Special Envoy Ramzi Ramzi.
Lastly, the minister confirmed the intention of the Syrian government to participate in these talks once they are held.
It's unclear whether the talks yielded progress on the impasse over the failure, a future rather, of President Bashar al-Assad. In other developments, the Britain-based London Observatory for Human Rights says U.S.-backed forces have driven Islamic State forces from 70% of the besieged city of Manbij near the Turkish border. Also, the International Rescue Committee says airstrikes targeted a hospital in the opposition-controlled town of Dara, killing at least six people. The identity of the aircraft was not clear. At least 13 people have been killed, including seven attackers, in an assault on a Somali police compound in Mogadishu. Somalia's internal security minister says the target of the attack was the headquarters building of the Criminal Investigation Department. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility. Turkey intensified its crackdown Sunday on officials who allegedly played a role in the failed coup in mid-July, dismissing nearly 1,400 military personnel. Among those discharged was a top aide to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan is seeking to tighten his grip on the country's armed forces as well as the nation's spy agency. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say militants have launched two attacks on energy facilities in northern Iraq, killing at least five people. Both assaults Sunday took place in Kurdish-controlled areas of Kirkuk province. New York-based Human Rights Watch is demanding authorities in Afghanistan prosecute militia forces for the abuse and killing of civilians in Faryab province. The group says its probe into an attack in June has found members of the Junbish militia loyal to First Vice President Abdulrashid Dostum were behind the violence. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was engulfed in controversy Sunday after suggesting his creation of thousands of jobs as a businessman was a sacrifice comparable to the death of a Muslim American soldier killed in Iraq.
I think I made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think I've done a lot.
Kizer Khan, the father of Army Captain Humayun Khan, told CNN that Trump is, quoting now, totally unfit for the leadership of this country, end of quote. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said on Fox News Sunday, Republican Donald Trump's views about Russia raise national security issues and questions about his temperament.
If you take his quite excessive praise for Putin, his absolute allegiance to a lot of Russian wish list foreign policy positions, his effort then to try to distance himself from that backlash, which rightly came not just from Democrats, but Republicans, independents, national security and intelligence experts, leads us once again to conclude he is not temperamentally fit to be president and commander-in-chief.
Trump, in an interview with ABC News, said he has no relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zika-carrying mosquitoes are believed to have reached the U.S. mainland, with at least four cases of local transmission reported in Florida. Florida Senator Marco Rubio called for congressional action on the matter.
The time to act is now. We have waited far too long. It should never have gotten to this point. Now, there is about $300 million of funds available to the federal government right now. And earlier this week, I wrote the president a letter and I asked him to fully spend the money that he already has access to. Don't hold it back to play political games. Zika is not a partisan issue. It is not a political issue.
The Florida cases confirm what health officials predicted earlier this year, that is, that Zika would one day be contracted from mosquitoes found in large areas in the United States. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.